Whenever I'm in Ann Arbor, I check out WCBN FM. They do the dog.
Ann Arbor.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor. WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Oh, that's still playing. You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is a local music show. That was Immaculate Palace with Schizophrenic Ghost from the Old Haunts CD, which is actually being re-released. I think there's a release show at Firehouse coming out soon. And I'm going to be here until 11, and we have two live guests. First up, we have Super Thing, who we're going to play like right now. And they are also playing at Firehouse this weekend. So we'll talk about that later. But yeah, keep it locked. WCBN FM Ann Arbor local music show. This is Super Thing right now. All right.
Hi, we're Super Thing from Ypsilanti.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening. This is our last song. It's called Vision Quest. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the local music show right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, and that was Super Thing, live here in the studio. Super Thing will be playing at the Firehouse this coming Saturday, along with Inflatable Best Friend, March of the Ant, and Wild Ones. So, yeah, Firehouse, which is near the corner of Packard and Stone School. And thanks a lot to Super Thing for that. That was completely amazing. And we have plenty of other shows coming up soon. Hopefully they'll be in the studio to talk about them in a minute. And also coming up on the same night, Duke Nukem with Nikki P, True Classics, or True Classic, Bedrocks, and DJ Chill Will at the Blind Pig. That's a release party for the Ground Zero album, and Duke will be in the studio in a minute to talk about that. So that's going to be the concert info for right now. Concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., 11:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. We're going to hear a couple announcements and then play some more music. And talk to you later. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor local music show.
A somewhat smaller frog with paired vocal sacs that appears balloon-like protuberances on each side of the throat. The leopard frog, Ranipipiens. This is its mating call.
Is bleached meat FDA approved?
Answer to a much higher authority.
Is bleached meat safe for human consumption?
Fatal if swallowed. Fortunately, you'll be listening.
What does meat have to do with music, anyway?
To find out, tune in Thursdays, noon to 3, on WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Gathers is Washtenaw County's food rescue and food bank program. Every day throughout the year, we fight hunger where we live. Call us at 761-2796 to find out how you can volunteer, how you can donate money, how you can donate food. Call us at 761-2796 to find out the role you can play in fighting hunger.
WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Super Things in the studio. Great show. Great job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So tell us about shows that are coming up.
On Saturday, we were playing at the Far House on Packard.
2606 Packard Street.
2606 Packard Street with Inflatable Best Friend from Kalamazoo, March of the Ant, Ypsilanti, and Wild Savages, who are from
Ypsilanti Ann Arbor. Ypsilanti. Yeah, former Wild Ones.
Former Wild Ones. Mm-hmm. So it should be a very rock and roll show.
Yeah, that's featuring Casey and Joe from Blue Snaggletooth, mm-hmm. and Stefan from every other band in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and then February 1st, we're playing at Canada House in Ypsilanti, which is, I'm not sure the address.
It's on Olive Street. It's on Olive Street near Adams.
Yeah.
Crazy house show.
It's going to be a fun house show. There's going to be a showing of some Led Zeppelin film at 7 p.m., which will be cool. A lot of bands playing. Johnny and the Gang from Jackson, Michigan, and White Pineapple house band.
Yeah. And then there's, like, more coming up.
There's a bunch.
There's we might be bunch. Playing with Jucifer, hopefully.
Yeah. Hmm. We're really excited about that. That would be very awesome. But it's in April, possibly in Kalamazoo somewhere.
Yeah.
You can follow us if you liked what you heard on you Facebook. Can,
or outside of our house.
Or outside of our house. Follow us.
Zach isn't working, so he's usually there.
Currently unemployed, so I'll hang out with you and I can tell you about all these events coming up. Or you can follow us on Facebook. It's just Super Thing Ipsy is the URL / whatever.
Yep. And if you want us to play any shows, like we'll play pretty much anything. We need money, but we don't ask for money, so that's to your discretion.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll play anything.
Play anywhere.
You'd be like, hey, come play in my mom's basement at our Thanksgiving Christmas party. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
We'll do it.
We did it.
We'll do it. We've done it.
Dairy farm.
Yeah, that was Super Thin Light. But
yeah. We scared all the old people away.
Yeah.
But hey, free drinks.
Free drinks.
I don't know. Yeah, there was a lot of drinks at that show.
Yeah.
At that party.
I don't remember a lot of things about... I was told about some things that I did that night, which I remembered later.
I don't know. Did you scare them away more, or did Crochet Cat Paws?
Well, they had already left by the time Crochet Cat Paws played.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they were just ready to go home.
Crochet Cat Paws is a wild. It's almost performance art.
Yeah.
Performance art.
Headed by Vincent Trotto, but also, you know, featuring our friend Travis on guitar and a lot of members switching in and out. But it was a weird show because they're very confrontational and they pretty much like got it like right up in the face of all these people and pretty much screamed at them.
In a friendly way.
Like a friendly screaming in your face.
Screaming in a friendly manner.
Right. Like in a very lovable way.
Yeah.
They've been on Brian R. Tucker's show before. I don't know if it's when he was actually in the band or not. So I think it was just them guessing.
Yeah,
but
heard that.
He's in and out. He's all around. He's also
playing with Brian Tucker.
Yeah.
The seventh. At a place called the Tree Fort.
I don't think it's an actual Tree Fort, though.
No. I think it's just a house. I think this is the first show they're doing, maybe. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
I think it's on Washtenaw,
mm-hmm.
Ypsilanti, so...
Yeah. I think there's an event for it. You can look it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know.
Just Facebook everything.
Just go on Facebook right now, and like, if you don't have a Facebook, make one.
Yeah.
Not that just I think anyone who's listening right now probably has a Facebook.
Yeah, and if you don't, then I guess that means you just don't have any friends.
It's the truth.
Yep. Cool. I don't know. There weren't any other shows that you can remember right now.
Firehouse again on the 8th.
Firehouse again on the 8th.
On February 8th with
White Dwarf and Glass Clue.
White Dwarf and Glass Clue.
I remember about that.
That's a CD release party.
Yep.
For those dudes.
Those guys are releasing stuff, so go to that show and
I should I should go on Bandcamp and play the White Dwarf because it's on Bandcamp.
Oh yeah, White Dwarf is awesome. That's has my friend Josh Hedges in it.
Julian and Josh used to be in a band.
He used to be in a band called Hungry Ghost, which was also a drum and bass duo.
They were cool.
Yeah.
You were cool.
Pull that over right now.
Yeah, Josh also has his own record label called Raveyard.
Yeah.
That you can check out online.
And at the beginning of the show, I played Immaculate Palace.
Which, oh, yeah.
Which is an old CDR, but it's being re-released on Raveyard.
Yeah, Immaculate Palace. That's Eric Stevenson, who's the brainchild behind the Far House.
Also my dad.
And also both of our dads. He had us when he was about 9 years old, but he was very potent.
Indeed. So what was the other question you told me to ask you about if you were a sub sandwich
or any kind of sandwich? I didn't tell you to ask me that.
This is spur of the moment.
Okay.
If Super Thing were a sandwich, we'd be a
I think we decided we were going to be a squid nini which is
a live squid
in it. Yeah.
Still squirming.
Yeah.
How big is the squid?
Huge.
Like a giant, like, you know.
Giant, like colossal.
You know, under the, what is it, three, how many leagues under the sea? I don't remember.
1 billion leagues under the sea.
One little league under the sea, squid.
A little league under the sea, squid.
Little league under the sea, squid.
Sandwich.
Panini. Squid nini.
Cool.
It's a cool covers at the White Dwarf, their album.
Yeah.
Like Sun.
I should ask Josh to be on the show.
Josh should be on the show.
I don't think he's ever been on the show before.
Yeah, you should do White Dwarf on here.
Yeah, I'll have to get around to asking him to do that. So, I guess I'll play something from that next.
Okay.
Anything else you have to say before I...
rock and roll.
And ask us if you want us to play your shows.
We will play anywhere.
So, and so again, that's facebook.com/superthingipsy,
you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Saturday at Far House.
Saturday
right?
Far House.
Saturday at the Far House. Free, but donations are accepted. And it's the most awesome house venue in the entire universe.
Yeah,
no offense to other house venues, though. There's some cool stuff going on, but I really
there
like...
There'll be fog machines, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'll be neat.
If not for any other reason, just, you know, come for the fog machine.
Yeah.
Fog machine and...
free candy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a new development. I'm looking forward to that. Okay.
All right.
Thanks again, Super Thing.
Thank you.
And this is the local music show on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. And like I said, we're going to hear something from White Dwarf right now. And yeah, stay tuned.